Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now. La 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 la. She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. Recording in our studio in the basement, Hillsboro, in our new house during the pandemic. That could last for a couple more months, couple more years. You know, who knows? Who knows what they're doing to us? Why this is happening? We're just, you know, doing what we're told to do. So we're out here, not working, you know, a little, every now and then, a little.
You know, some people think it's a, like, conspiracy, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't wear masks. They get mad, like, the government's doing this to us or whatever.
But always, go ahead.
Why is that happening?
I always wear a mask.
But, yeah, but why can't you find out the truth? If that's what you believe, you could find out the truth while still wearing a mask.
People don't yell at you as much for wearing a mask as they do for not wearing a mask. No one's going to come up to you and yell or attack you because you're wearing a mask.
No, people do. They spit on you and stuff.
When you're wearing a mask?
Yeah, people think you're... Well, look, there's a little bit of like, you know, judgments. The people who choose... Like when you go out and you're wearing a mask and then there's people that are out that are not wearing a mask, they sort of treat you like you have some kind of like you're a germaphobe or something, like, oh, you know, you have to, you feel like you have to wear a mask. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? It's like a weird thing. It's like, I don't understand why people always have to feel the need to tell everybody else what to do all the time. Like, you know, this is the thing about vegans. They always say, like, vegans will try to make you become a vegan, which to me is not the case, I don't think. I feel like meat eaters are always trying to get me to eat meat.
Well,
but I've never told anyone to stop eating meat.
Same with people
although
that
it's the
drink.
Best thing you can do for the environment. Okay.
Same with people that drink, that try to get people that don't drink.
Yeah, they always are trying to get you to drink. People want you to do what they're doing so they don't feel guilty about it, I guess. So if you're wearing a mask, first of all, people who wear masks and are very careful, they're constantly, not all of them, obviously, but a lot of them are talking about it all the time online. And then you see them like taking pictures where they're out with friends and stuff.
Without masks?
Yeah, they're like, they're driving their own car, so they feel safe about what they're doing. But they still, they see you, they judge you for what you're doing. It's, you know, I don't know. Now kids got to go back to school. Yikes.
Know.
I don't know what's going to happen.
They started school in some places already.
I know.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Where?
California.
Where else?
Rich, what do you want to do? A list of states or?
Yeah, I want to see what states you know where they started school again.
Delaware? I don't know.
Maryland? No. Florida?
Why is this? Like, what's the point of this?
The podcast or me saying that?
All of it. You in general. What is the point of you? What do you think you were put on this earth to achieve?
To carry the message.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you believe in God, right?
I believe, yes.
In a higher power, obviously.
Yes.
Did you always believe in a higher power or just after you were like indoctrinated into the AA situation? Okay. So you've always believed in a higher power.
God.
You believed that God was like, put some drugs in front of you and was like,
that's what I do a whole bit on it.
I hope this guy gets addicted because I'm going to need him to fucking spread the message.
The game plan is all mapped out, baby. You are where you are.
That bit, set you straight on because you were in all earnestness being like, I'm here to carry the message. You kept saying, I live to carry the message.
No.
And I was like, really? Like,
no, you didn't. I made the bit. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, let's go back on a podcast because that's where it started. You were saying it on a podcast that you, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, all these hugely famous people died from drugs. But God anointed you, the guy who's going to live and carry the message.
And
okay.
I thank him. He thanks me or whoever, you know. And I say he because God is a male.
God's not a male. God's not a female. God is a pre-op.
God's a male because a female couldn't handle that pressure of running the whole world and the universe.
What does that mean?
Oh, no.
Okay. Just some sexist shit you wanted to get off your chest? Great.
My teeth are still killing me.
It's not your teeth, it's your gums, yeah. Your teeth don't actually have feeling.
My gums are killing me.
Although I said that to Raina once, and she's like, you have nerves in your teeth. They can have feeling, so.
I don't know. I'm just saying my gums are killing me.
That's how she talks.
Is she awake?
Yeah.
She had nothing to say last week, so.
I told her to come down if she wanted to. She only wants to do it when she needs money. She's already done the...
Oh, the party.
The party and everything. So she's like, she's charming as hell when she wants something. And then if she doesn't want something, she's.
When.
Who does that remind me of?
My crack by my butt. Like when.
Oh, I thought you were going to start talking about your drug use again.
my. Here's the thing. You know, I'm not trying to be gross. I got to put this so it doesn't sound gross. When you go to wipe yourself. Where it starts, where the right before the
don't make us visualize your asshole.
But right before the butthole,
this is the worst thing you can do to someone.
Right before the butthole, I feel a bump, like it's a tick or a pimple.
No, please stop! I'm gonna throw up.
Can you look and check in my butthole?
No.
When you look down.
No.
Huh?
No.
I took a picture.
God!
I put the camera under my butthole.
And then send it to five of your friends.
You can get a pimple down there, I guess. But I'm going to the doctor Monday for a physical anyhow, my annual physical. So I'll ask him to check my butthole.
Your annual anal?
No, a physical. You're supposed to take a physical.
No, your physical. I said to do physical.
Yeah, you don't even take a physical.
I'm healthy as fuck.
You don't even know. That's how women get breast cancer. They don't get their tits checked.
I check my own. It's a scam. You know, the more that they look for cancer, the more they find it. It's like greatness. It's in all of us.
Well, you're supposed to get, you know, I have him put a finger in my butt to check my prostate. And, you know, every 5 years you go have your colonoscopy. You know, you get if you can try to prevent these things or... get on top of them right when they're, you know, whatever.
Oh God, that's now I'm going to get like a ton of fucking emails from people. I mean, honestly, people who have had breast cancer, people in their family, which first of all, it's so prevalent. It's insane. If there was any other product that was what's the word I'm looking for? Not good. as breasts, we would recall them all. You know?
Oh, boy.
Let's recall breasts.
Oh, boy.
What?
I think you've said that before, but it's a good theory, I would imagine. But I would.
It's just amazing to me that there's that much breast cancer. It's insane. It's a lot.
You don't even know the statistics. One out of how many people?
I only go by like people I talk to, and 100% of the women that I talk to had breast cancer. Okay, 90%, 80, 70, 60.
Every woman you talk to, please.
Not in my family. That's why I'm not worried about it.
It's not hereditary.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
That's why Angelina Jolie got both her breasts removed, because her mom died, I think, of breast cancer.
Oh.
And it's a gene you can go check out.
Oh.
If you have the gene, you got to decide, what am I going to do? Wait for it or get rid of them now or what?
Ooh. Oh.
Ladies, go get your breasts checked. But yeah. I'm not going to.
You should.
It's not my family, and I check my own boobs.
All right.
I don't have anyone else to do it for me. I do it.
Well, it's the end of August. They're not sure whether Raina's going to go to school or not. I don't want her to go to school. I want her to go to be social and have a real life. But, you know.
It would be. Listen, I love my child. She's the greatest thing that's ever happened to us.
No.
Besides a TV show. No, she's lovely and fun to be around, and we hang out, and it's great, but it would be nice to have a little time away.
Go take a vacation.
From the child.
We should go vacation, go camping, all of us.
I've said it thousands of times.
No, I'm not saying drive to Canada. Go camping.
Okay, go get it. But I'm not camping. I'm going to be in a motorhome.
No.
That's no, not. I won't go.
What, in the tent?
No.
Why?
I grew up without running water. Like, I grew up camping, so I don't do it.
We go fishing.
You don't go back to that.
We go hiking and fishing and.
No, I don't fish. I don't think that's cool.
You don't have to think it's cool. I could fish while you guys hike.
I mean, I'll go big game hunting, but I don't agree with fishing. You know what? It's the throw it back.
I'm not going to throw it back. I'm going to eat them.
I'm going to eat them.
Yeah. If we go.
I don't know how to fillet a fish, but I'm going to do it.
Oh, really? How hard? You cut the head off, the tail off, cut it down the middle and take out the innards.
Good. And then choke on a couple of.
What? Bones? No.
No, it's cock. What do you think I was talking about? Yes.
No. You don't think you're going to scrape the bones out?
You always know what you're doing, don't you? Is there anything you don't know how to do?
Yeah, shut you up.
Oh, boom. That's why they come to the show. Because Rich Voss.
Yeah.
He'll say things to his wife that you could never get away with.
Oh, what do you mean get away with?
No, like, not you. You can say whatever. You're the you know, whatever stand-in. I have no words today. You're the stand-in for people that live with horrible wives like myself, and then you could say things to me that they could never say to their wives. You
yeah,
see?
I get it. I don't know if this is recording on the right track or whatever. I have no idea.
No, of course you don't. And then I'm the stand-in for the wives who have husbands who don't know what they're doing but will never admit it and always act like they know everything that's going on.
Please.
And also have teeth problems.
This is really painful. This is going on a month almost. I mean, they did do a lot of work. I hate my back molars. I might have those two. I have 12 new teeth, but I might have two of them taken out. I mean, cut off and just go with 10. Because the back molars are too big and bulky and, oh, whatever. So.
Whoa, it's fascinating. Why don't you stop talking about your teeth? Keep going. Really wonderful stuff.
I think our podcast is running.
Hey, guys, what do you guys talk about on your podcast? Well, we spend a lot of time. Rich talks about the level of pain he's in from his teeth. and what he's going to do to his back molars, which a lot of people really find fascinating.
Yeah. Well, I went and got 12 implants. I mean, there's 5 implants, but 12 teeth.
The man who doesn't understand sarcasm.
Yeah, I do understand it, but I'm still telling
thinks
you.
I'm being serious.
No. No, and your singing's atrocious.
My singing's atrocious. I love the Raiden and I have a character where we pretend we're really good singers. We like.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
We're not doing a lot of time today.
Okay, this is what you always say. You hate doing the podcast.
No, I don't.
What
hate
do
it.
You want? What do you want? Like, how would it be better for you if you just because this is you love doing other podcasts, like
no,
Comedy
I love-
Cellar podcast. Raina and I were doing an impression of you yesterday. This is you on the Comedy Cellar podcast. We just hear you in your room. We don't see you. Okay, but what I Bonnie did, I was gonna one of the. It's like you never get a word in.
Oh boy, I'll tell you. You and Raina must have been killing it.
Oh,
with
we
your
were laughing so hard. She kept doing it, and then I kept doing it. And then we'd hear you go like risotto.
Yeah,
80 times I told you it's risotto. Then on the podcast, risotto. Why you do that? Well, your brain just refuses to pick up stuff, right?
Yeah, especially old dishes. Pick up.
Oh my God. We've got to rename the podcast. Like, it's like what? Watching someone in decline.
Oh boy.
It's like, I wonder if like neuroscientists and stuff would be listening to it. Just like, okay, let's see how dementia works. We've got 6 years of podcasts from this guy.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food, all delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon opal are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
Well, there was a guy the other day, we were playing golf, and there was a guy in front of us, two guys. So one guy drives back.
Wait, we have no understanding of what you're talking about.
We're playing golf. And
I got that part. I understand.
There was a group in front of us of two guys.
Okay.
One guy drives back and goes, I think I left my putter on the other green. He goes, I have dementia, and I forgot my medicine today. And we didn't know he was serious. He goes, sorry, kept apologizing. We go, no, go get your putter. But there was no putter left there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he drives back. We go, did you find it? He kept going, sorry. And he's an older guy. He kind of started crying. He goes, I'm sorry. And drove away. And he was like crying. And I felt so bad because the guy really had something.
And that man was you, wasn't it, Rich?
Oh, God. It was just sad. It was sad. You know, the guy forgot his medication. You know, people.
Thank you for that touching story.
It was so sad.
I know. It's sad. It really, sad. My sister has going through it. My sister, who is mentally handicapped, she has Down syndrome, and she is really her memory is terrible now. Like she asked me the same thing in a conversation like 10 times. And I was thinking the other day, this is the thing about, so she showed this card that she'd made. She'd colored a card, a birthday card. I can't remember who it was for. I guess it was for my dad. And we were on Zoom and she held it up and we're all like, my other sisters and I were all like, oh, Lynn, that's so good. That's so great. You know? And then like a minute later, she holds it up again. She goes, look what I made, Dad. We're like, yeah, it's good. It's good. You know? Then like a couple minutes later, she's like, I made this card. We're like, yes, it's fun. So she doesn't remember all the other things. She only remembers like,
or maybe she,
she's like, why do they hate my coloring so much?
Yeah, maybe she just liked hearing you going, it's great. Maybe she was
no, she really didn't remember. She's, but it's just funny. Like that's her whole life now. It's like she doesn't know the 20 times she asked before. She only knows like, God, every time I ask a question, people are so irritated with me.
Well, people get irritated with you just from how
right.
You
I
are.
Don't have dementia.
Well, you're just irritating, like because you think you're better than everybody. And
I do have a pretty solid self-esteem.
Bonnie, like we're watching TV, and I go, "Let's watch another show." And she goes, "No, I want to go to bed and read."
Oh yeah,
I want to like, read tonight.
Chewing with my mouth closed. He claims I'm the Queen of England. Reading is something that's like. Only, you know, aristocrats do. I don't know. Like, what is your problem?
I want to lay in bed and read. You could do that anytime.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I like to lay in bed and read at night because reading makes me more tired than anything in the world. So it's just like a nice.
I don't want to watch another show. I want to go read in bed because I'm
well,
we'd so
watched
much.
Three episodes of that dumb show. It's not even good. The only reason I watch it is because it's like the costumes and stuff.
Look at the angle.
Hell on wheels.
Look at. Oh, I don't like how that scene was shot. She sits there thinking she's like fucking directing it. Oh, look at why are they putting in those effects? I don't like it. I don't think
you should have camera effects on a old Western. Like the camera should be portraying the time. That's how I think.
Oh, in the writer's room, they thought it would be funny, so they threw it in.
Yeah, well, the guy just killed somebody. It's supposed to be a serious show.
Tell me about the writer's room.
They did it as a joke.
Wait. First, tell me about directing, and now, oh, that's what goes on in the writer's room? Someone said, oh, this would be funny. Thank you. Thank you for telling me what goes on. Hey.
So I go to you. What's, you know, what did that guy say? You're like, I don't know. I haven't heard any of it. You're just sitting there watching something you can't even hear. So, and then I ask you questions about the shows we're currently watching, and you don't know any of the characters.
I do.
Like, what are you doing when you're sitting there?
I'm pretending I'm in the writer's room, but I'm new. So I don't raise my hand yet because I'm not comfortable. But when we get on...
I don't think you raise your hand in the writer's room. Like, what are you, the 10th grade writer's room?
Yes. Oh, I have an idea. And then Bonnie, just like, she just thinks she's better than the head writer. Oh, the head writer. I don't know. Look what
I'm interested in stuff. If you were looking at landscaping, you'd be like,
no, I'm not even... Please. I'm fucking interested in a lot of shit.
Okay, so... If it was a movie about golf, you'd be like, that's not how it works, or, right? You'd have to do some comments about it.
Oh, I wouldn't go after the camera angles, I'll tell you that. Oh, boy. Oh, well. I mean, listen, everybody watches things differently.
I there's a certain aesthetic that I think works for a show that takes place in the Old West. It's different than a show that is a superhero movie, let's say. It's I have some pretty, you know, serious thoughts about these things.
Yes, you do.
Sorry that I won't say them out loud anymore. But I'm also not allowed to like write or look at my phone while we're watching a show, so I can't like make a note or anything.
Well, you don't watch the show and then go on Twitter in the middle. You know, you might miss something and then you don't even know what's going on. So then I'm sitting here by myself, you know, enjoying it. And you don't even know what I'm enjoying.
Oh, that's it? That's why?
Well,
because it's really like a ego thing for you?
Yes, everything's
like
ego.
Like, what if I just sat and watched you watch a show? You'd be fine with that?
Yes. Do you know what ego stands for?
I don't know. Something you learned in AA.
No. Easing. God out.
Oh my God. Go fuck yourself. No. Who made that up?
Easing God out.
Who That's made that up? Okay, well then I have no ego because I eased God out when I fucking shot out of my mom's vagina.
Oh. You know, you don't believe, but come Judgment Day, it'd be easier.
It's not even that I don't believe.
Who texts you?
So none of your fucking business. Oh, I know what we need to talk about. Okay, so the other day, I said, this was 2 days ago, 3 days ago. I said, I'm going to make tacos, right? And you go, that's not going to work for me.
No, you pulled out fake fucking chicken again or something.
I said, if you want like something in the taco besides like the vegetables.
She goes, I'm going to make tacos.
Because I was going to make tofu, which I know you don't like.
She goes, I'm going to make tacos and put this fake chicken in it. And I go, that's not going to work for me now.
That's, first of all, you said that's not going to work for me before the fake chicken.
No, no. How would I say it's not going
to
work for me?
Because you were like, that's not going
to
work
for me. No, because you're wrong. Because I go, I got to go back to chicken and turkey. So I wouldn't have said that.
You go, I got it. Yes. And then I said, no, here's chicken.
No, you started off with the chicken.
Well, it doesn't matter. You go, I'm going to go back to chicken and turkey. I go do whatever you fucking want. But it's like insane that somebody would be making you food and you're like, that's not going to work for me.
Yeah, it's getting.
So I got irritated.
Fake. All the fake.
That I make fucking breakfast, lunch, dinner, morning, noon, night.
Not lunch.
I spend 90% of my time cleaning a kitchen. I'm a fucking feminist.
90% and the other 10% reading after.
And then reading. Yeah. It's just like, even for snacks, it's my duty to go get the snacks.
Really? Who got the snacks last night?
Only because you knew that I was mad at you. So you were like trying to be nice. Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on. You know the truth. So anyway.
So after a while, all this fake food gets to you. You want to eat.
I don't eat the fake food, but I put because you.
You don't fake bacon? What is that?
Occasionally.
Fake bacon, fake chicken.
I don't ever eat the fake chicken.
Oh, but you wanted to put it in the tacos?
For you. I was doing it as a favor to you because I know you don't like tofu.
Go ahead. So
anyway, when vegans fight,
I'm not a vegan. I'm a vegetarian.
I'm not a vegan. I'm still a man.
I ate scallops last night
which I cooked for you.
Yeah, I did.
Before I was vegan, I hated scallops. Disgusting. Crabs, all the shit that people think is like high end. It's disgusting.
Not soft shell crabs.
The worst. I'm not going to do my joke right now, but God, the worst. Yeah. The lowest of the low. An entire fucking animal. And his house. Okay, I did the joke. But
five more minutes, then we got to wrap up.
No, I'll do as long as I fucking want.
No, I got to wrap it up.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I got other things to do.
No, then you shouldn't have done it this soon.
That's all right. 5 minutes.
You should have done it later.
Hurry up with your story.
So I say to Raina, let's go walk the dog. Let's go to the park or something. She doesn't want to go. So I go by myself to walk Allie. We go to the park. There's no one there. I let her off the leash. She's running around, having a great time.
She could do that in our backyard. Go ahead.
I'm doing laps around the park. Then we start walking home. And there's a street near our house I wanted to go down the other day with Raina, and she didn't want to go down it because there's like really big, nice houses with pools and stuff. I wanted to look. And so I go walking down this street, and guess who calls? Rich. I answer the phone. Hello. Where are you? I go, I'm taking a walk. No. I'm driving around looking for you.
I was
like, what kind of fucking bullshit is this? I go, well, I'm at. He goes, what street are you on? He's demanding. I don't know the name of the street. I try to explain. I go, it's a street near our house. He's like, no, I've been driving around. And I go, goodbye. I hung up on him. You know, continue walking down the street. Get another call. I ignore it. Get another one. Where are you? I go, what does it matter to you, first of all? Well, what are you doing? What are you doing? You were like so demanding.
This is exaggerating.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I go, I turn around, start walking back. I can see your car. I go, there's your car right there. Where are you? I'm on the street near the house that I said, no. Okay. So anyway, then when you discovered that I really was, you could see me. Then you turned and you looked. You go, you want a ride? I go, no. You drive home. Oh, what the fuck? Then he tries to tell me, no, I didn't know where you went, so I was worried about you. Oh, really? You're worried about someone, you would call them and be like, are you okay? And the person would be like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just taking a walk. Okay, I'll see you back at home. Not, where are you? Like, what kind of fucking, like, what is that?
What is that?
It's controlling, no, abusive behavior that if I really wanted to, I could get you canceled. I'm going to fucking put it on Twitter. I'm going to put on Twitter that you came looking for me when I went for a fucking walk under an hour. I was gone under an hour.
The next day. Hey, Marina. Hey, Stephanie. Guess what he did?
No, I don't tell people because you know why? It's like.
Oh, you just did it on the fucking podcast.
Nobody's listening to this shit. After your teeth stuff, I know people click out.
Like my teeth used to do with the fake ones. They're mean to me. Her and Raina.
Stop chewing your gum into the mic. Do you like? You have zero learning curve, right? Zero. You never. Your emotions. That's the problem with you. Your emotions take precedent over everything. You have no control over them. So. Yeah. Ha. Hilarious.
Yeah,
because you were like, I have an emotion right now, but let me try to get, use some humor, not just like sit in it for a second and be like, let me think about what she's saying.
She got the ad lib out, though. I was worried that she was going to get that ad lib out.
Go ahead and mock me. You're the one who's a con. You're the.
Mock me? Who says mock me? Go ahead and mock me.
Aristocrats. Okay. People who read.
Go ahead and it's make fun of me. Go ahead, trash me. No one goes, go ahead and mock me.
Oh, I'm sorry that you grew up in the slums of fucking Plainfield, okay? You have zero education.
Are you crazy?
You dress like you just got off death row. Like you some fucking, they found the DNA of someone else or something last minute. You had a 24-hour stay of execution and then you got out. That's what you're dressed like.
Oh, really? I'm wearing a nice pink collar shirt right now.
That's what someone who just got off death row would do. Fucking backwards baseball cap, your fucking stupid sneaks.
Oh, I got to go.
Oh, they remind me of something I must list.
No.
I love that you're laughing because you know what it's doing? It's covering up the fact that you're a controlling, abusive husband.
I'm abusive now?
Yes. Calling someone and be like, where are you?
I was worried.
Is abusive.
It's abusive. Have I ever hit you?
You've wanted to. I've seen it in your eyes. I've definitely seen it in your eyes.
You've hit me, but I've never hit you.
I've never hit you.
Oh, yeah. Are you crazy? You've thrown things at me.
I've thrown things at you. I've never hit you.
You did. You hit me once or twice. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And it hurts. And I'm still scarred.
Because my dad used to say the only time you can ever hit a woman is if she hits you first. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I said.
Is that what your dad said?
Yeah, I mean, my mom would wake up with just black and blue. You'd be like, she rolled over in the night.
All right. I got to run. Anything you want to plug?
Yeah. I'm looking for a new husband who lets me go on walks without fucking having a tracking device.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. You're so insane.
People do that with phones. They put on other people's phones.
Go ahead and put it on. You'd literally be like, oh, God, she was telling the truth the whole time.
No, I know.
What did you think was going to happen? You're like, where are you? I'm with Jason.
Who's Jason?
I don't know. I got to try to think of a name. I was like, don't accidentally pick a name of someone that you might know.
September 26th, myself, Jim Florentine, hosting will be Karen Feehan.
Feehan. Karen. She just says Karen. It like normal Karen.
Karen Feehan.
Even though she spells it differently.
Karen Feehan. September 26th at the East Brunswick Square Mall, outdoors, me and Florentine.
Outdoors? Like you couldn't stop yourself from burping during a plug? Let me do a little commercial.
It's September 26th. So get your tickets to Uncle Vinny's website. Go to Uncle Vinny's. You can get your tickets there. Excuse me.
Why September can't you 20- control yourself?
I can't control myself. I'm out of control. September 26th.
Where are you?
Myself, Florentine, Karen Feehan.
I'm just walking the dog.
Get your tickets
honey.
At Uncle Vinny's.
I'm just walking the dog.
There you have it. Bonnie, it was great doing this podcast with you. You know, we got to do it again. I say we do it again. And we can have a cameo by Raina next time.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.